This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. The United States saw another coronavirus milestone become reality Tuesday. 47,000 new COVID-19 cases in one day, the biggest increase in infections since the start of the pandemic. The bulk of the new infections stretch from the southwestern U.S. states of Arizona and Texas over into the western state of California. California's governor said Wednesday indoor activities at restaurants, movie theaters, and other facilities will be banned in most of the state for at least 3 weeks as COVID-19 infections surge. High numbers of infections are also reported in the southeastern states of Florida, Georgia, and South Carolina. The United States has postponed flights for dozens of American diplomats who had planned to return to China later this month after failing to reach an agreement with Beijing over issues including COVID-19 testing and quarantine. The World Health Organization's Middle East head said in an online press conference Wednesday, the region is at a critical threshold. He noted the number of coronavirus cases reported in June is higher than the total for the first 4 months of the pandemic. Globally, more than 513,000 people around the world have died from the new coronavirus, with nearly 128,000 of them in the United States, the hardest hit country. More than 10.5 million people have been infected globally, with 2.65 million infections in the U.S. Israel's parliament voted Wednesday to allow the country's domestic intelligence agency to track the cell phones of coronavirus carriers for the next 3 weeks amid a resurgence in new cases. The Shin Bet surveillance technology has been used on and off to track carriers since March, when Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's cabinet circumvented parliament and approved the program through emergency regulations as cases first spiked. The new law allows the Shin Bet to access carriers' phone location data for 14 days before they were diagnosed. The law expires July